Again, good to be with you this evening for this Mass. My name's Archbishop Jim Cecchio. People get threatened by that name when they see it, but it's not too bad, huh? It's just a check and then an EO, so it's not so hard to get. But I come to you from New Jersey. I've been serving as the bishop in Metuchen, New Jersey, which is a little town across from Staten Island, obviously in the Jersey, across the river in Jersey. And I've been there the last 9 years. But I spent most of my life in New Jersey. I grew up in a small town in South Jersey, outside of really Philadelphia, a suburb of Philadelphia. Went to the local parochial grammar school, and then I went to a local high school, Paul VI High School. And then when I went to seminary for college, the bishop sent me up to Scranton, Pennsylvania, a Jesuit school up there at the University of Scranton. And I did my college up there. Then the bishop said, go to Rome and do your theology, finish your formation for the priesthood in Rome. So I went to Rome for 4 years and was ordained a priest. And then the bishop said, go back to Rome and finish another degree. So I went back and finished a degree, a licensed degree. And then I came home and worked in a parish for a couple years. And we got a new bishop, and the new bishop said, go back to Rome again and do your doctorate in canon law. So back to Rome I went and did my doctorate in canon law. Then I came home and worked for a number of years in the diocese. And we got a new bishop, and the new bishop said, go back to Rome again and go form priests, help make new priests for our country where you studied, at the North American College, where Monsignor Nolte studied too. So I went back there and I served and became the rector, and ended up being there 12 and a half years, serving as a rector of the seminary there, the American Seminary in the Vatican. And Monsignor was working at the Vatican at the same time, so he's the only priest that I know in New Orleans before I got here. So it's good to be assigned here, though. Now, obviously, after that, my service as rector, I got sent to Metuchen by Pope Francis, and now Pope Leo has sent me here to be your bishop, to build God's kingdom here with you in beautiful southern Louisiana, southeastern Louisiana. So I'm delighted and happy to be here. Rome was a unique experience, and I'm sure Monsignor has told you about it, but I ended up spending almost 20 years there altogether. So it was a big part of my life that was outside of New Jersey. Of the church, the breadth of the church, and also the depth of the church. You know, you go and pray in the catacombs, and you see the excavations under St. Peter's, and you stop at different basilicas or churches in the city, and you see the different saints who are buried there, and you study and read about their contributions to the church and what they did during very difficult times sometimes. So you really learn a lot about the depth of the church, huh? About the rich history of the church and the many sacrifices that people made to keep the church alive and vibrant during challenging times. But you also learn in Rome about the breadth, the width of the church, because we studied with people at the North American College from all around the United States, which was interesting itself, huh? Sometimes we think the whole world's kind of our little section of the world, you know, New Jersey. You kind of think that's the way the church is everywhere. But it's much different here and in California and Texas and New England. So you studied with, there was 250 seminarians when I was rector. So you studied with people from 100 different dioceses throughout the United States. So you learn a lot about the different customs and cultures throughout the United States. But then you go to classes in the city at universities, and you go to the Jesuit or the Dominican or the Opus Dei University, and you study with people from all around the world. So you really, it's an expansive view of the church, and you learn a lot about the church in different parts of the world. So it was really a fascinating experience to be in Rome all those years, and it kind of helps one to move to new places and start over, huh? So I think it helps me too in being able to come here and to adjust. You've all been so welcoming. It's been easy to come here, huh? You've made it so easy on me since I arrived. The people here have been so welcoming and affirming and wanting to eager to help, you know, continue to build God's kingdom. So it's been a delight. The only time I had been here in New Orleans before was when I was a young priest. On one of those times back in the diocese, I was the chaplain for the Philadelphia Eagles. So I had come here for some football games with them. But that's the only time I had been here. And actually, I came back last year for the Super Bowl when the Eagles were in it, never dreaming in a million years that I would be sent here to live here and work here, huh? But it was beautiful, the Super Bowl last year. And all my visits here have been so wonderful. But you've a lot to be proud of. You really put out a beautiful red carpet for visitors when we came, so thank you. But now I'm here to stay. I should have expected at some point that I'd end up living in the South, because my father is from southern Italy and my mother's family is from southern Ireland. So I should have expected to live in the South. You know, when I went to Metuchen to be the bishop up there, they used to accuse me of being a southerner because I was from South Jersey. But that's nothing like the South, huh? So now I'm learning what the South is more, huh? But I'm delighted to be here with you, grateful for you. I'm already falling in love with you, and I will more and more, I'm sure, as we pray together and work together and do good things that God wants us to do here in building his kingdom and making his name more known, loved, and served throughout our world, but especially here in southeastern Louisiana. So thank you. I'm kind of a little sad this week. We're in green, huh? Our Christmas season's over. I love the Christmas season. It's really the quickest season we have, liturgical season, you know. We spend 4 weeks getting ready during Advent. Lent's longer, of course. Easter's longer, of course, 50 days. But Christmas goes so quickly, and it's a busy time because we're doing lots of things, huh, with our family and friends, and it's an uplifting time. But I love the way the churches are decorated, the flowers and the poinsettias, the trees, the smell of the greens. I love the Christmas music that we sing at church, so I'm always a little bit sad when the Christmas season ends so quickly. You know, St. John Paul II, he used to kind of extend it. He used to tell them, leave the crib up and the tree in the square until February 2nd, the presentation of the Lord. So he kind of just, on his own, extended Christmas. And I guess if you're Pope, you can do that, huh? Make the season longer. But that's a Polish tradition, and I always enjoyed that. I liked it. But it goes quick, and here we are in ordinary time. I think the church wisely, this first Sunday in ordinary time, it's the second Sunday, but it's the first Sunday in ordinary time that we celebrate with the change, huh? They present us right away with John the Baptist. And I think that's wonderful and brilliant of the church, whoever decided this stuff. Because Christmas, we celebrate it, God's gift of salvation to the world in his son, Jesus Christ, huh? We celebrate that great gift of God to us. With baptism, each of our baptism, we celebrate our participation in that gift of salvation, that gift of eternal life. You know, God's greatest desire, which we celebrate at Christmas, was to be with us. God loves us so much that in the fullness of time, he sends his son so that he could be with us, huh? That he could actually be in the world with us, huh? No longer would we just pray to the God we couldn't see, but now we could see him in Jesus himself, huh? And Jesus, of course, before he leaves the world, almost couldn't bear to leave us on our own. So he gives us the great gift of the sacraments through his church, huh? So that he could remain with us always until the end of time. And we know he does that in lots of ways. He remains with us. But most clearly and most pointedly, in the Blessed Sacrament, huh? Jesus is with us till the end of time. Of course, the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, is not just something that makes us think of Jesus or reminds us of Jesus, but we know it's Jesus truly present to us, body, blood, soul, and divinity. So he stays with us to the end of the times. And we believe that because he told us that. He said, my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you cannot have eternal life. So he gives it to us, huh, on Holy Thursday. Jesus loves us so much, God loves us so much, that he gives us everything we need, huh, to help us to be his happy, healthy, holy disciples, huh, and especially with this gift of the Eucharist. So it's a great beginning for us of ordinary time after our Christmas season to recognize, thank God for his love for us, unending love for us, and thank him for the gift of offering us salvation in Jesus Christ, and thank him for offering us the gift of eternal salvation in baptism. We believe at baptism, we're baptized into the body of Christ. John the Baptist's baptism washed away sins, but Jesus' baptism is so much more powerful, because when we're baptized with Jesus' baptism, which we received, we're baptized into his body, and therefore we participate in his death and resurrection. And therefore, we have the opportunity to be with him forever, huh? God loves us so much, he doesn't just want to be with us now here on this earth. He wants to be with us forever in heaven. And it's baptism that opens that for us. Our baptism begins an eternal journey for us. What a beautiful gift, huh? That Jesus gives us, that the church gives us with baptism. So it's a great way to begin our year. A great way to begin our year. Thanking God for the gift of his Son offering salvation for the world and for our baptism, which offers salvation, eternal salvation to each one of us. So if the Christmas season passed and it didn't change you, if you feel like you're kind of in the same place in your relationship with our Lord as you were in the beginning of December when Advent began, as you are now, it's not too late, huh? Let's commit now. Let's commit now to deepening our friendship with Jesus, huh? However we need to do that, whatever we need to do, huh? Whether it's taking a little time each day for prayer, whether it's first thing in the morning when we wake up, thanking God for the gift of this day, asking him to help us recognize his love for us and to share that love with others we meet. At the end of our day, thanking him for the gifts and blessings of this day, asking for forgiveness for the times where we weren't giving that love, sharing his love with those we encounter, for the times that we've messed up. Before our meals, stopping in a church to pray. However, let's make ourselves more grateful for what he gives us by committing ourselves more fully to growing closer to him in friendship with him. Jesus's gift, Jesus will never be outdone in generosity, huh? We think we're doing something for him, but he does more for us as we draw close to him, huh? So if you feel the same as you did in November, it's not too late, huh? Let's commit to doing something to draw closer to him. So again, know of my love, prayers, and gratitude for you. And as I begin as my time with you, serving as your archbishop, I ask you to please pray for me. I certainly need your prayers to be the bishop you need and deserve. So in your kindness, please pray for me. Huh? So God bless you all. And it's over, but Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, huh?